something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. This new creation is superior to Satan. See why no Christian needs to be looking around for deliverance? He's superior to Satan. Superior to poverty. This new creation, there's something about him. He lives by the faith of the Son of God. He is a product of the faith of Jesus. Oh dear. The first man was given commandments. He was told how to live. The second man was given the life to live. The two different things. Are you still there? All right, we're talking about priesthood. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hello. Are you a priest?
Yes.
Are you sure you're a priest?
Yes.
New Testament priest?
Yes.
Are you in office?
Yes.
Or have you retired?
No.
Are you in office?
Yes.
Okay, now let's look at something. You ready? We just read what he said, that this man also should have something to offer, because every high priest had to offer gifts and sacrifices. All right? So everyone must have something to offer. Okay. Would you now turn to the book of Psalms 141? Psalm 141. Are you there? Oh, I gotta run. Run, I gotta run. Psalm 141. I gotta run. Yeah. All right, I'm reading verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. David prays to God. He says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. This man, David, had a revelation of the new contract. He said, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Psalm 69. Let's read two verses. Psalm 69. I'll read to you from verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. You see the understanding of this man. Because every morning and every evening, they had to have the oblations. Now he says, let my prayer be set forth before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You know, a lot of times when we're in the house of God and we say, lift your hands to worship, some people don't understand the spirituality. Paul said, I will that all men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands.
Where did he get it from? That's kingdom worship. That's kingdom worship. Every Christian ought to learn how to raise his hands in worship. You raise your hands to worship God. Are you a priest? Okay, watch this now. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Do you realize? I told you the first night. I said every permanent revelation you will find in where? In the book of Revelation. If it's to stay, go to the book of Revelation. You find it there. All right, now turn to the book of Revelation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Revelation, I would like to read chapter 8 first. Chapter 8 in verse number 3. Then we'll come to chapter 5. Chapter 8. Hurry there now. Are you there? And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense. Now listen, I told you that the earthly tabernacle was a type of the real. It was a shadow of the real tabernacle in heaven. Meaning that while they were ministering in the tabernacle of the Old Testament here, there was also a ministration going on in heaven. The trouble was, there was no high priest at the time. But when Jesus died, do you remember when he was raised from the dead? The Bible tells us how that the women had come to look for him, they had come to complete the embalming because they didn't quite finish it. So they came before dawn so they could complete the embalming. And they were thinking, oh, there was a great stone rolled to cover the entrance. Who's going to open the grave for us? Who will roll the stone away? And they were thinking until they got there. And when they got there, the stone had been rolled away. What? Who did? The soldiers were gone. There's an interesting thing. They wanted to come and fix the head. In other words, complete the embalming of the head, because that they hadn't done. They looked in, no head. What had happened? Jesus had risen. The Bible tells us how that Mary was looking around for his body. Who could have taken him out? Then she saw the gardener. And she said, "Hello, please, do you know who took Jesus?" Was the one she thought was the gardener. Jesus said, "Mary." She heard that voice. She recognized that voice. And she ran to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You would think Jesus would say, "Wow, go tell everybody." But no, Jesus said, "Don't touch me." This was, what would you have felt? No, Jesus quickly, he said, "No, don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." He said, "But go and tell my brethren that I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Shortly afterward, we find Jesus in Galilee. He says, "All hail." And they think it's a ghost. He says, "Come, touch me. I'm not a ghost." He didn't let Mary touch him. Now he lets the disciples touch him. Someone says, "Why didn't he?" He said, "Because Mary was a woman." No. Because at that time, He was taking his blood to heaven, to the most holy place in heaven. So there were two ascensions of Jesus. So he ascended to heaven with the blood of our redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He took that blood to the mercy seat in heaven. Moses had built a mercy seat on earth. But there was a real mercy seat in heaven. The Bible calls Jesus a minister of the sanctuary. The heavenly sanctuary. He's the high priest of the heavenly sanctuary. As long as there was no high priest in heaven, God had to deal with the Aaronic priesthood. And so there was a great veil separating the most holy place from the holy place. As long as there was no high priest in heaven, the Aaronic priest had to offer the sacrifices. As long as there was no high priest in heaven, no ministry in the inner sanctuary. But now, with the death of the Son of God, the kingdom must move.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
Suddenly, the veil was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The Bible says the earth began to quake. The rocks began to split. There was darkness over all the world. Somebody ran to the high priest. High priest! High priest! The veil is torn from the top to the bottom. The Holy of Holies is open. Anybody can see the cherubims. Anybody can see the ark. Anybody can see. Glory to God. Woo! You know what? They didn't know it. But the priesthood had been sacked. The Aaronic priesthood had been sacked. Three days' journey. The high priest must prove himself. He went to hell. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He went to hell, defeated the devil in hell, came out victoriously, and ascended to heaven with his blood, straight into the Holy of Holies, offered his blood, and then it was accepted. And when it was accepted for us, Jesus went back to the world and he said, all hail. It's done, glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, all hail. I wonder what kind of a meeting it was. Jesus was not so quiet like some people think. They think he would have entered such a meeting like this. Peter, I'm back. No, he said, all hail. It's done, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's done. It's done. It's done. Woo! Glory to God. It's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now he's our high priest before the Father. He's our high priest. And he's the priest, the high priest over the new contract, the new agreement, the new testament, the new covenant established upon better promises. The Bible says it is a better covenant. Better than the one Moses knew. Better than the one David knew. Better, lasso takamandelebo shandalahaya. Better. Hallelujah. Better. Did you ever read of David and of his mighty works? Did you read of Elijah and Elisha and of their mighty works? Did you read of Samuel and the rest of the prophets and their mighty works? Yet the Bible says that their covenant was nothing compared to what we have. This new covenant is a better covenant established on better promises. Hallelujah! In the Old Testament, he said, one of you shall chase 1,000, but two of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Brother, in the New Testament, he says, one of you shall put everybody to flight. Oh, glory to God! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! In the New Testament, it doesn't take many of us to do it. It just takes one man with faith. One man with faith. One woman with faith. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Now, Jesus takes responsibility for our errors. In the Old Testament, you took responsibility for your wrongs. In the New Testament, Jesus takes responsibility for your wrongs. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What a life. Why should we fail? How could we fail? Upon all that, he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Oh, hallelujah. Look at this. This is beautiful. I want you to just sit down for a moment. This is beautiful. Beautiful. We are now a kingdom of priests. Are you hearing me? A kingdom of priests. No wonder Satan seeks to disorganize God's people. Because he knows that when we come together as a kingdom of priests, anything can happen. He knows it. nothing that we cannot change when we pray. Nothing, I said, nothing that we cannot change. In Acts chapter 12, Satan began to test this thing on the church. The Bible says that Herod decided to vex certain of the church. And he took James, the brother of John, and slew him with the sword. Are you in this place? Turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 12. From verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 16 soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. That means after the Paschal lamb had been offered, after the Passover. He saw that it pleased the Jews when he slew James. There was joy among the Jews. They said, kill them. To hell with them. They are deceiving the people. He arrested Peter. When Peter was arrested, the church suddenly realized. They said, what are we doing? If we keep quiet. Listen, brothers and sisters. When your neighbor's house is burning, you better join him to put off the fire. Because if you don't, that fire is likely to come this way. So you don't wake up and say, oh, their house is burning. Ah, that house, oh. You better join him to put it off. So when James was arrested, and Peter was taken, they realized if we ever preach this thing, the time to fight is now. What did they do? They called a solemn assembly. I loved it. Follow me here. Verse 6, and when Herod would have brought him forth the same night. No. I skipped verse 5. Verse 5 is what I want you to see. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but everybody say this with me. Say, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but they say, brother so-and-so, your name is on the list to be fired. But! They say there are 5 women in the emergency ward. One of them is our sister. But! Hallelujah! Several children have been infected with something in school. And some of them are from this church. But! But! But is an interruption of the normal or dictated course of events. But prayer was made without ceasing. The church prayed without ceasing.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.